Annals of the stupid,
but not special.
Stupid, but not special.
Yeah, nobody's allowed to be special anymore.
Fuck
yeah.
You.
Fuck you.
No special. You know why I can say that? Because I'm fucking special.
You'll always be special to me, sweetie.
I am specially unspecial.
Oh, thanks.
Was I looking at you?
I don't know. I don't pay attention.
He just says it whenever anybody...
Anyone else want to start? No? Okay. So, I was working a wedding yesterday that I did as a favor for someone, and it was horrible.
What was your first mistake?
30 degrees. 30 fucking degrees!
Celsius.
Yeah.
Look it up. It's in a book!
Why would you have the ceremony at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and dinner at 6:30 when you're not going anywhere else to take pictures? There is no need for that kind of a fucking gap. And then they didn't start dancing until 9 at night, so...
Most people don't eat dinner until about 5:36.
My point is, you don't have the ceremony at 3.
Yeah, you don't have the... Like, what are you going to do for 3 fucking hours if you're not taking pictures?
Like, drink.
Drink.
They weren't drinking.
Oh, well, what kind of wedding was that?
You're doing exactly it wrong. Yeah.
So I was hot, sweaty, disgusting, covered in layers of bug spray. Shut up, safe word. I stunk to high heaven. I was covered in mosquito bites. I was in a bad mood. I'd already pretty much lost my voice. I was cranky. And my boss, Big Daddy, wanted me to come down to the pub where I usually work, Jimmy Max, and trade gear with him so that I wouldn't have to go back to the office later. So I walk in, and I'm dressed pretty nice, because, of course, it's a wedding, right? So I've got the makeup, got the hair, got the nice outfit. And I'm sitting at the bar with Mayhem, just slowly sipping a drink, and Big Daddy would come by and harass me for a little while and then disappear and go back to working. And he says... I've got this guy. I can't believe it. I've got a brown gay guy. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, he's brown and he's gay. What the fuck? Like, okay, well, every culture has the gays, whatever. But I didn't expect what I encountered because the bastard sicked him on me. This guy is out there with his fag hags, and I can say that because I am one. I have lots of gay friends, and I will hang out with them because they are awesome. The gay guy tells Big Daddy, oh, you know, I usually see a female DJ here, and she's really cool, and Big Daddy says, well, yeah, she's sitting inside. So Buddy comes in and starts trying to chat it up with me. I have no idea who this guy is. Hi! Oh, it's so good to see you. Oh, you are just so amazing. It's just so fun. Oh, I bet you're totally wasted right now because you're sitting with a cute guy. But anyways, I just had to tell you that you are just the most amazing DJ I've ever met. And at this point, he's like touching me with his hands. He's like stroking me like a pet cat. And I
thought you'd like that if you were a furry.
Fuck off. No. not from people I don't know. I don't know where he's been. I don't know what he's carrying.
He probably just wanted to get in Mayhem's pants. That's the only reason why he was talking to you.
Apparently, he knows me. Apparently, I'm the most amazing person he knows. And that every time he comes in the bar, I play the perfect music for him. He would not, and I'm trying to explain to him, I'm sorry, honey, I'm not working tonight. I have bronchitis. I'm really sick. And I'm just trying to sit. And oh, yeah, yeah, I know. I just wanted to hang out with you for a while. And... blah, 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 blah. By the time I finally got him to leave, I wanted to punch Big Daddy in the nose. Why would you do that to me, you fucking asshole? You don't do that to people.
Yeah, you do. Because it's funny to sit there and laugh at them.
Because it's not you.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you do that at the bar?
No.
Yeah.
To each other.
You
sick fuck.
Yeah.
It's like a sport. I remember the random phone call I got from some like giant, apparently giant, fat, ugly, newfie woman that VD she was hitting on him all day, and then it gave her my number, so I kept getting calls from VD. Yeah, at like 3 a.m. from some big, fat, drunk, newfie chick.
Yeah, this is
so
why you don't give the guys you work with your phone number.
Yeah.
You don't, because they...
Yeah, and whose idea was it to give them your number?
That's just...
Especially
that
BD.
Shit ain't cool, man. That shit just does not
it's
fly.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's fucking... Yeah.
No!
Yeah. Well, you're just pissed because it happened to you.
okay, if I don't care if you're drunk or not, if you deal with someone on a regular basis, say it's a security guard or a DJ or whatever, and you're used to dealing with them in a professional setting, even a server at Denny's, okay? We all know what it's like. You go in there, they have to deal with your shit. Yes. They are paid to be nice to you. They are not your friend. We are not your fucking friends. I don't, you know, I may like you, I may not like you, whatever, but when I am off fucking duty and I give you the look, and you know what look I'm talking about? That look, not right now.
When dealing with drunk people, that look doesn't... They don't comprehend the look.
It doesn't work.
You seriously have to stand there and be like, I don't want to fucking talk to you anymore, because I don't know you.
Wave a fork around. I find that works.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
Look, dipshit. Yeah. Look, see, it's pointy, and it's pointing at you. Yeah. The fuck away from me.
Or just tell them there's free alcohol down the street, and they'll go running down there and get lost and won't come back.
It's just not cool. Okay? Just don't do it. If we tell you that we're busy, if we tell you that, you know, we're not feeling so hot, yeah. If we tell you, I'm not working right now, maybe I'll see you next week.
But fuck it doesn't matter.
Off! That's a it polite way! It doesn't matter
because they're drunk and they see you every weekend, so then you're best friends.
No!
You're BFF with a random East Indian gay guy.
No!
Do you hate your life yet?
Yes! FML.
You're not comprehending... From Big Daddy's point of view, it's funny because it's happening to somebody else. Yeah.
But he knew I was sick and I could barely talk.
That's why it's funnier.
That's why it's even funnier.
I gotta kick his ass.
Yeah, you do. Can I watch? Because it's not me.
You gotta find a way to get back at him.
It'll make it funny.
Yeah.
The question is, you just seem surprised that you would put it past him not to do it.
You know, I used to have more respect for him than this.
See, I gained more respect for him from this. So
yeah, it's a guy thing.
You know, yeah, he wanted to trade me landscaping for borrowing the gear for doing his wedding. I'm gonna reshape all of his hedges into cock and balls.
Awesome!
Yes.
See?
Can I help?
Now you're getting how the game works.
Daddy, what's that?
And you see, that'll be
mom
funny.
Comes out, it's not what he has.
It's happening to someone else.
Exactly.
What's the point? You're fired.
Oh, you wouldn't? He'd probably just sit and be pissed off about it and find it funny afterwards.
Just do it. Just do it in the middle of the night when he's sleeping. And
you're still totally taking pictures. You're going to put them up on the Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Awesome.
All right. So I was talking ancient Cape Troll history with a friend of mine, and I remembered a tale of the stupid back when I worked for the biker bar in Surrey. And what started it was my ability to talk anyone into anything. I've got this ability to just keep talking until someone does what I want them to do. It's rather amazing.
I've been the victim of that before. It's not cool, man.
It's fucking funny.
No, these guys, you guys have seen me do it. Yeah. Ran with drunk people. Okay, so this is how it started. I was new to bouncing. I was 21 and I was working in this biker bar, and these two guys start beaking at each other. Okay, and I was wearing my amazing hat or whatever, and I had this, I just decided to be funny with it. So I walked up and I'm like, okay, guys, look, we can't have fights in here, okay? But if we're going to do this, let's do it right. There's rules to this kind of shit, okay? All right? You're going to have a real bar fight. This is how it works. I'm going to totally ref this, and we're going to totally have there's rules of conduct here. Okay? First of all, give me your IDs, because you got bar tabs, and if you're going to knock each other out, I want to make sure these things get paid, okay? And they're like, all right, and they give me their IDs. And I'm like, okay, now, if one of you hits the ground, okay, because this could happen, either one of you could get knocked out, I'm going to protect the one that hits the ground, okay? Because I know you can lose your shit, and you don't want to end up killing somebody if this fight goes on. So, you know, if I'm going to wade into there, I got to make sure I'm safe. So I'm going to let you guys go, but I got to make sure you guys are going to be safe at the end of the day when one of you knocks the other one out. So I need any weapons you have. Give me anything you got. And they hand over their fucking, one of them has got a switchblade, the other one's got a pair of brass knuckles. They give me their weapons. I'm like, okay, guys, now, here's what's going to happen. This is how it's going to start. I'm going to shove you out that back door, and as soon as you hit the pavement, turn around and start hitting each other. That way it's fair. You both know there's no sucker punching. You both know it's going to work, okay? Like, it's going to be a totally fair fight, all right? And your buddies are going to stay in the bar so that, you know, we don't get anyone getting kicked on the ground or anything. So I'm just going to, ready, two, three, bam, out the door. They just start swinging at each other. And I turn around, I walk up to the bar, and I go, yeah, hold these for me. Yeah, okay. And I turn in the weapons over the bar. The bartender takes and puts them under the bar. I grab the two IDs. I walk into the bathroom and go, yeah, hi, RCMP. Yeah, I've got a Dick Joe stupid guy and a Michael effing idiot. Yep. Yep, no, they're fighting in the parking lot behind the bar. Yep. Oh, you're going to be here in like 2 minutes? Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I've got their ID here. If you want to know, you want to know where they live? And I read off all the particulars about where they live, where they're from, in case one of them ran. You know. So this is where you can find them. Yeah, and they were both, they both have illegal weapons on them. Yeah, no, I've confiscated them. Yeah, no, they gave them to me. I didn't steal anything from them. No, they gave me them of their own will. Yep. Yeah, no, it's all on camera. Yeah, no, I can turn over the bar's tapes to you, Ned, no worries. And then I walk out of the bathroom, and this bar was literally a block away from a police station. So the cops didn't even get in cars. They ran down the block, and you see these four cops running down the sidewalk, back behind the bar, and they fucking spear tackle both these guys there to beat the shit out of each other. Cuff them up, come in the bar, take a statement from me. I hand over their IDs and the weapons with their fingerprints on them. Yeah, these are theirs. Yeah. Theirs. And then show them the tapes of me, like, of them handing them. The cops were like, what were you saying to them? Because there's no sound on it. Like, yeah. Wait a minute. They were pushing each other around, and then you walked up, and all of a sudden they give you their ID, they give you the weapons out of their pockets, and they let you throw them out the back door together.
They should have given you, like, a uniform and a gun right no. there.
And I'm like, I just turn to him and go, I have magic powers. And the cop doesn't say fuck all. He's just like, uh-huh. That's right. I got magic powers. And he just leaves.
These are not the boys you seek.
Yeah, you do not want to fight in my bar.
It's not hard to play Jedi mind tricks on the stupid.
I remember that one. Back then, I wanted to give anything to see that tape.
I have a gift of gab, man. You can defeat anybody with words. Linguistic ninjutsu is the greatest form of fighting art you can possibly have.
I wish I was smart enough for that.
Especially when they're shit faced.
Oh, and that's you got to practice on the drunk.
Yeah.
But the thing is that you got to move on from drunk people. You got to keep expanding your skills. Doing it with sober people is fun too, but you got to.
Finesse a little bit.
Working
more.
At the new place that I'm working at, it's all now. I'm working on trying to be able to talk gab to people from other cultures.
Yeah.
So far, I haven't found a way to get through to the Irish. They seem immune to it.
That's because they perfected the art before you.
Oh yeah, gosh. God, yeah. They can talk about anything endlessly.
It's called Blarney.
Yeah, they have the Blarney. I can't convince Irish people to do stupid shit. They do it on their own.
Yeah, they don't need convincing from anybody.
What I can do is aim an Irish person at another person.
Yeah,
I've done that a couple times.
Case in point, how many times have you tried to convince Uncle Dak of something? And failed.
Yeah, but I have been able to point Uncle Dak at somebody and use him like a missile.
This is true. Right. He can be used as a projectile weapon.
Yep. Yes, he can. So that's my tale of the stupid, but you know, it's
kind of a tale of the awesome at the same time.
No, they were definitely stupid.
It's all the better because it's true.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, okay, who's next?
Well, we got that other cop one.
Yeah, we got that other cop one.
All right, your turn, Mayhem.
Well, this happened down at the Sharks Club on Friday night, was it? Yeah. And this is actually going back to the original topic that we were discussing before about the... What is the word I'm looking for? The
short female cops not doing their job right?
Exactly. That's the low standards of the hiring process of the RCMP these days.
Yeah.
Tokenism, that's the word you're looking
for. That's what good I was trying to come up with there. Earlier,
yep.
too.
Yep. Yay, I'm smart.
You are.
It's bound to happen once in a lifetime. Anyway.
Not that I have any problem with women, brown, yellow, white,
oh, no,
whatever.
This
we've already had this conversation. Yeah.
This has nothing to do with anything
my
whatsoever.
Did seem
we don't need disclaimers. We have a web address. Yes. Go fuck yourself. Go
F
yourself, 69style at hotmail.com.
Yes.
But anyway, so we were just leaving the restaurant attached to Sharks Club. It's a little before 2 o'clock in the morning, so the bar is going to be letting out fairly soon. And we're just leaving, heading to the car, and we hear a ruckus going on over. It's a good, like, 100 yards away or so.
Term.
Yeah. It's a good 100 yards away or so, but we can hear it clear from there. Fight breaks out. Pushing and shoving going on. We find out later that...
Oh, no, you're missing a lot of the details here. Remember when she tackles the guy?
Yeah, well,
and then
yeah.
lets him back up?
Yeah, no, yeah, but we find out later that what had actually happened was there was some sort of argument going on, and this early 20-something-year-old guy sucker-punched this girl right in the face in front of two female cops, right out in front of the pub.
But the cops didn't see it.
Hold on. Yeah, but the cops didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, a little bit of a scuffle breaks out. The two female cops spear tackle this guy, take him to the ground.
Because the bouncers pointed him
out. Pointed him out and said, that's the guy right there, right? Mm-hmm. So they take him down. And let him back up, and they start talking to him. You know, so what happened? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, nothing happened. You know, nothing going on, whatever.
You got the wrong guy.
Yeah, you got the wrong guy, you know, whatever. And they let him go. He's bleeding, like, profusely now.
So
because they tackled him to the ground.
A drunk 20-year-old used verbal ninjutsu on two sober female police officers.
I wouldn't call
officers.
It ninjutsu.
No. Yeah.
Well, it worked.
Yeah.
Made him been sloppy.
It wasn't me. Okay.
Yeah. But this entire time, the bouncers had gone back inside because there was pretty much still stuff going on in there at the time because they'd only diffused the first part of it. I think they were trying to keep everybody else who saw it back from coming out to kick this guy's ass.
Because they figured the cops had it all in order.
Under control. So they let him go. And he walks towards us, very, very calm. You know, he walks past the baller, who's standing out front with the security at the hotel there, and you know, hey, how's it going? You know, walks past calmly.
No, he didn't walk past. He ran. But
he walked past calmly. Then the bouncers came out of the bar, out of the Sharks.
From where I was, I saw him walk halfway, and then he started running.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll agree to disagree.
Anyways,
walked.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah.
Happy medium.
Yeah.
I was just wondering why he ran in, and then all of a sudden there was a trail of 20 people chasing the guy.
The bouncers came out. You hear him over at the club. Where'd he go? He went over, then talking to the cops. He went over that way. Why did you let him go? He's the one that caused the shit in here. So they pretty much had enough. It was at least four bouncers and another...
Three or four random people.
Yeah, all together. There were about, three or four other random people come sprinting from the bar.
It was about eight in total.
Yeah,
and
into the hotel.
Followed
by the two cops, giving chase. Eventually...
You just see this lineup of people.
Yeah, you see the two female cops come walking back out. Nobody else came back out, but the two cops came back out. We find out later on that the bouncers... as well as the patrons that caught up with the guy in the back parking lot were out there kicking the ever-living shit out of him.
Oh, looks like this is handled.
So
we're walking away.
They walked away.
I actually heard about that. I went into the Denny's over the weekends.
Were they?
And the waitresses were talking about it, and I didn't quite clue in what they were talking about. They were talking about some guy that got the shit kicked out of him by the Sharks Club bouncers. And I'm like, oh, that's the usual.
Yeah. You know, no, that's what happened. There was actually, you know, there's a nice
brings perspective to it. I'm like,
there was a nice little trail of blood going through the hotel lobby too. So.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Like, okay, I don't give a shit about this guy. I'm glad that he got his ass kicked. But the whole purpose of police officers are to what?
Maintain the peace.
Maintain the peace and stop people from getting hurt.
To protect and serve.
Yeah. Now, whether he deserved it or not, they still cannot allow them to kick the shit out of the guy.
That's
now, they should have never let him go in the first place.
Exactly.
What happened to the girl is what I want to know. What happened to the girl that got punched?
Didn't hear anything about
cleaned
it.
Cleaned herself up, went to sleep.
Yeah, wouldn't you think the cops would make sure she was okay, too?
Yeah.
Like, no, these two, those cops should be, like,
let's be perfectly
investigated
clear
here. And
we are not cops.
Yeah.
There's some big holes here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is, you know, like, they're not doing their job at all.
This is my That's point ridiculous. Of why it's stupid. I mean,
security guards would do more about that situation.
Fucking right.
I saw them talking to the guy, and there was a couple other people around him, and this short, thin female officer has got her chest up, and she's talking aggressively to him, getting him all worked up, and then she tackles him. Lets him up, and then all of a sudden just decides to go and talk to somebody else. I've never seen a police officer act in that manner.
I have.
Okay, granted, they didn't see him punch her. Fair enough. Okay, you can't.
But they still got to take a statement.
Well, exactly. They got to take a statement. They need to talk to the people at the bar. They need to figure out what the fuck happened.
This is a possible assault.
Yeah. This is basic knowledge. We all know it. Why the fuck don't they know it?
I hate the world, and I'm still going back to playing Skyrim.
Yeah, because you can just kill assholes on that.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yet people that are completely skilled to do the job aren't getting hired because they're white.
Yeah.
Not to go on a racist rant or anything, but...
Oh, they were white. They were just, you know...
Well, okay, and sexist.
Well, it's just the random, like, stupid questions you get from RCMP members or just, you know, law enforcement in general. The time that I got nailed in the forehead... with the pruning shears. Yeah. But the questioning that they gave me, well, how do you know the guy was trying to rob the place? Really?
He was trying to fix the light bulb.
Okay, all the broken glass. Kind of.
Yeah, the broken door, the, you know, all the ransacked stuff was, inside.
Yeah, the fact that he was inside the store.
At 5 a.m.
Maybe, are you sure they weren't just trying to figure, like, how that you came to the conclusion that this guy was trying to rob the place? Because they need to ask all those kind of questions just so they can get everything down. I know it sounds stupid, but they're just trying to get everything down.
Yeah.
But, hey, at least he was doing his job.
Yeah, at least he was doing his job.
Right, okay, yeah, something like he might have not been the smartest fucking branch on the tree, but at least he was doing his job.
Like,
yeah.
We all know good cops.
Oh, I know tons of great cops.
Yeah, and the guy that I was talking to yesterday, even, you could tell that he was intelligent, he was calm... He was the kind of person that could take charge of a situation, but then I see these other people that are either instigators or they're pushovers, and I wonder why the fuck are they there?
There's a lot more pushovers now. Because they don't, the RCMP doesn't want the image of, like I said, the big tough...
Well, they'd rather keep their job than enforce the law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
If they actually try to enforce the law, they get suspended or sued, and they get put on desk duties.
That's actually, that reminds me, he told me a story about that too, this gentleman. He said that there was a story that came out a couple years back, and I don't recall this, maybe one of you guys does, about a senior officer who, if he didn't like you, he would take a dart and throw it over his shoulder to the map, stuck to the wall behind him, and that's where you got transferred.
No, I didn't hear about
that's
that.
That's kind of funny.
Well, this was a little scandal, not a little scandal, but apparently it went on, I don't know, 10 years ago or something. Anyways, he was saying, yeah, remember that? Yeah, I know a guy that happened to. Good cop. Staff sergeant's best friend got arrested for assault. And this guy that he knew did up the report, was going to file it or whatever, and the staff sergeant said, you're going to lose that. He said, no, I'm not. I'll go above your head if I have to. So the staff sergeant had him transferred the next morning and the file disappeared.
Yeah. That shit happens all the time, though. I mean, that's been going on for years and since the police force has started. I'm not saying it's right, but it happens all the fucking time.
I'm pretty sure there was Roman officers who were pulling
that shit. That shit happens all the time.
Yeah, see you at the orgy later.
But they wonder why they've got such a bad reputation. Like, come on.
No, it's not that we're...
That's any job.
It's nothing
though.
To do with the reputation. That happens in anything.
Yeah.
It's whether you're a banker or
you want to know why they have a bad reputation? Because they're cops. It doesn't matter if you're a good cop or a bad. No. I'm not saying you. I'm saying in general. Why cops have a bad reputation? Because they're telling you can't do something. They're enforcing the law. Oh, you got a ticket because you were speeding 15 minutes over. So automatically, now this guy doesn't like cops.
Oh, I know people.
That's
like
why
that.
Cops have a bad reputation. Because they're the assholes that are going to come up and tell you you're being an idiot. Right?
Every asshole out there who gets pulled over or arrested for whatever has some sort of bullshit rationalization for why they shouldn't be charged.
I've gotten tickets and I fucked up.
Yeah, but most people don't
most people don't think that way.
I remember there was a guy at the bar that I was working at in Coquitlam for that little time we were out there. And we were talking. You know, he was a really nice guy, really good guy, and I thought he was anyway. And then he asked me what I wanted to do, and I said, well, I want to try to get into law enforcement, to be a cop. He looked at me, he was like, I'm not going to fucking talk to you anymore, and walked inside. And I'm like, what the fuck? And as he walked in, I'm like, what's your problem? Like, why? We've been talking for the past hour, and all those things. Well, I don't want to fucking, I hate fucking pigs, blah, 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 blah. They're trying to say I can't smoke dope, and I can't fucking do this, and blah, I just wish they'd all fucking go away, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, okay, well, we'll see how long that lasts. Give it a week. Yeah. All cop, well, they all take, you know, a week off.
Yeah, all the cops just suddenly disappear in the rapture. Yeah.
You'll come crying and then, back and then somebody just raped like your mother and murdered you your sister. Fucking... Yeah. So shut the, like, you know, I'm like, dude, you're fucking, I call him a fucking idiot. And he was like, oh, you fucking pig, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but it's just amazing, because I just said I was thinking about it. I wasn't even decided I wanted it. I was like, I was thinking about it.
Yeah, but people like that are and the reason why our society is in the state it's in, because they're fucking ignorant.
People
fucking
don't understand what real anarchy would be like.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The romanticized notion of anarchy versus the reality.
Like, the people who romanticize anarchy and what it would be like without authority figures and all that kind of stuff haven't really had the shit kicked out of them by a group of people before.
Yeah.
It's like the idiots who used to think, you know, communism was attractive. They never actually lived in Russia or China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most people don't understand what communism actually is anyway.
I know.
Yeah, most people don't understand what democracy is. Yeah. Don't get me started.
Yeah.
My favorite communist shit is when you see these fucking kids walking around with Che Guevara slapped onto their fucking t-shirts.
I love pointing out that he lost.
Yeah. Oh, I love pointing out that the whole point of communism is not to, like, there's no idols in communism. It's supposed to be...
Yeah.
Like, he's probably spitting in his grave the fact that his face is on that
shirt.
Oh,
yeah. More than likely.
Right.
Try asking a Republican what a republic is. Try asking a Democrat what a democracy is, by definition. Good luck with that.
Nobody expects much from Republicans other to go where, than to go where the evil is.
It's like a litmus test for humanity.
Yeah. If you find evil, you'll find Republican.
Actually, I got
find
a better
politician.
One for you.
Find politicians.
Try asking a Christian to act like one.
Oh,
yeah.
Burn.
No.
That's just too easy.
All right, what's next?
I'm sending that one to Uncle Dak.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he just goes off into his Catholic days, and he goes all...
he goes all nun-punchy again.
Nun-punchy. He's so nun-punchy.
I actually ran into a couple of nuns the other day.
You were saying that last show,
actually.
Did you
punch them?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Did you punch them?
I asked you whether you backed up. I ran into a couple of nuns the other day. Did you back over them?
I forgot. I'm sorry. It's been a while. I haven't been very cool.
Anybody else got any stupid stories?
I got one. Okay, so a couple weeks back, I was on this strangely clean stag party.
Well, that's boring.
Yeah, I thought so too, but it was actually kind of fun. We all went to this this camping resort up in the interior, where they had this whitewater rafting thing going on. And lo and behold, there was a stagette party there at the same time.
Oh!
Nice. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, wait for it.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I'm...
Was there a freezer there?
No, otherwise I would have had even more fun. There was a hot tub, though. So we're all excited about this hot tub, because, you know, we had, like, a horribly long day playing paintball and shooting at each other. And, well, my cousin being the groom, we made him run the gauntlet, which is where you all line up and make him run from point
Start
A to point
notes,
B.
Randy. Mayhem.
Yeah, point A to point B.
And you don't care. I don't have to add it.
Basically, just opens fire.
Yeah.
And, yeah. It was lots of fun. But anyway, so there we are. There's a stagette party. We're all sitting in the hot tub because it was great. And then I'm like, you know what? This hot tub is a sausage party. It's a boiling sausage party. So I decided to go put my clothes back on and go sit by the fire. And I'm sitting by the fire, and there's these girls there, and there's a bunch of other assholes from another stag party that's there, and yeah, they were assholes, and so I'm talking to this girl, And she's being a total snob to me, but I found out that she was, in fact, the bride from her stag at party, and that she lives right close to this restaurant attached to the Sharks Club.
Ah.
And so, yeah, within walking distance, actually.
We've already said the name a couple of times on the show. I don't know why we're hiding it.
Yeah, Denny's. Whatever, sue me.
I'm just speaking the same language we started with.
Mm. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, yeah. So on and so forth. It's, 12:30. I had a really, really long day, and I drank too much for such a short period of time, so I decided to be a good boy and go to bed. Well, what had happened after I went to bed was that one of the other guys from my stag party ended up talking to the same chick. And she got really, really hot by the fire, and so she took off her thermal vest that she was wearing, and I guess she'd left it behind when she escorted him up to his tent.
The bride's a hoe.
And as soon as she walked away, all of her bridesmaids, which just so happened to be her future sister-in-laws, all 10 of them, started wondering where the hell she was. And so they ran off looking for her. Well, they eventually found her a little bit too late, if you know what I mean.
Your buddy was railing the bride.
He totally railed the bride.
Oh, no.
And
that's the bridesmaid's fault. You're supposed to protect.
Yeah. Them.
Yeah. Her future sister-in-law's caught
her. Here comes
her.
The bride already.
The bridesmaid.
So much for a waitress.
The bridesmaids all found her. Her future the sisters of her groom found her. They caught her.
And getting fucked by one of the guys at your party.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, one of the other guys from my stag found her vest and decided to take that with him. And
So you got a souvenir, too?
Yeah, we got a souvenir. That's
fucking awesome.
We're totally going to make achievement badges and sew them onto it and then send her pictures as soon as I find out where she lives. And the first one, as this is what popped up into my head when I heard about this in the morning, the first thing that popped into my head is a little blip, achievement unlocked, homewrecker.
Yes.
And,
damn.
That's fucking awesome.
He didn't find out until afterwards that she was the bride, so, clearly...
Well, you can't blame him.
Yeah, well, that's what
fuck
she...
no.
That's
a guy.
That's what she gets for being a snob to me.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I'm actually curious to see if that wedding even happened.
I doubt it.
You never know. You never know. Who knows what happened on his stag party? Okay, fine. That wasn't really that great of a
story. No, that was really fucking good.
That is stupid right there. That is stupid. You don't go on a stagette with all of your future...
Well, you don't leave the bride drunk sitting by the fire randomly when there's a whole bunch
of guys.
Okay, fine.
Drunk 40 guys around.
So I guess my story has 11 counts of stupidity and 1 count of homewrecking.
Yes.
And 1 big slut.
And 1 huge account of awesome.
Sluts.
11 counts of stupidity.
Every party needs sluts.
And 1 count of booyah.
Yarr, motherfucker.
You can't get down on sluts.
Nope.
Okay, sluts make parties happen.
That's true. I can still call them big sluts.
Well, yeah. She was a real slut. You know.
Yeah.
Don't use your angry voice.
It's like Sean always says, sluts have rights too.
Damn right.
Yeah. Well, anybody else?
I had a bride last weekend who forgot that she didn't have a chair underneath her when she sat down in a hurry.
Did she flash you her titties?
No.
Oh!
That's a boring story.
I know.
There should be titties. There's got to be titties.
That's all I got.
If there's a bride falling, there's got to be titties.
But she did wear a big puffy dress to an outdoor wedding, and she ended up with about 1 million mosquitoes stuck in the netting. She was a walking fly trap. It was hilarious.
Fly trap? That sounds creepy.
Bitch, you won big fly trap.
You look so pretty.
Yeah, your trap. Damn.
Hello. Oh, dear.
Is that it? It's
now we can just market that to the people at Off.
Yeah.
The bridal edition.
Yeah. She could have just put the clip on her garter belt, lazy bitch.
Don't let your future wife-to-be turn into the biggest fly trap around. Buy Off.
In the convenient clip-on.
Yeah.
So now you're clipping on, off.
Off, on.
Oh, you clipped the off on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the off is a clip on.
Yeah.
By off, so you're clip she'll be on the only one off. Sucking on the wedding night.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, you said that.
Oh, we heard him.
Yeah. I'm tired and I've had too much sugar.
And on that note... Good night, everybody.
Yay. Goodbye. Yay. Fuck you, Jack. You made us do it.
You're not special, just like everyone else.
See, told you we could do it.
That was terrible.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines to call the scenes to footwork in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for the table. So many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm
I have to push the pram along.
Hey, this is Mayhem. I realized that when I started cutting this show, we were a little short. So, for your listening pleasure, we present to you a typical night of role-playing with Uncle Dak and the Round Table of Idiots.
What is this?
This was, you know, the true form and baleful polymorph, the horse and cows. So
the whole thing on basically...
I wanted to, like, transform a bunch of cows into mice and bring them along with you and also...
And hookers into mice.
Oh, yeah, and then you wouldn't be able to tell... You wouldn't be able to tell which mice are the hookers and which mice are the cows.
Bovine bitches.
when the mice bred in the cave...
What happens when children?
You get minotaurs.
Minotaurs.
That should have been fucking taped. That is a D&D conversation.
Well, I don't know, because I tried repeating that conversation to my other gaming group, and it was too situational.
No, it makes perfect sense. You've got
nearly as drop dead. Hilarious.
You've got baleful polymorph.
I didn't find it hilarious. I found it disturbing.
Sorry, when you start telling people that, to just blank, you start talking about hooker cows. I think most people won't find it funny either. They'll kind of look at you strange.
If they were real gamers, they'd laugh.
And to be fair, that was in response to our discovery with the dragon turning into a bunny rabbit.
It was the slow build-up towards the situation.
We discover what you could do with baleful polymorph, so where can we take this new discovered skill?
Because I made the...
Yeah, how can we make this gay?
I don't know.
How's gay
I'm sorry,
with
bovine hookers are not gay. They're really strange.
No, granted. Yeah, no, there's nothing gay about having...
The only thing I can think of would be the advantage is your bovine hooker would have more than two tits.
Thank you! No. Let's play! Jeez,
and the conversation's over.
Yes, it is.
And Hitler said...
Yeah, apparently Hitler likes Hitler. More than one tit. All right,
did you
awesome.
Know that Hitler was a vegetarian?
Hitler and Pedo Bear got together.
Yes, we
and they
all
fucking
know that.
Decided this conversation was over.
They went for a picnic with Mussolini.
Yeah.
The picnic was uneventful.
Hitler and Pedo Bear went and raped Mussolini, and this was the conversation they had afterwards.
Tee-hee.
So, how about them white caps?
Yeah.
They suck balls.
Yeah, that's right.
What else?
Sick. They suck Hitler's balls.
Uh-huh. Oh, great. Now we can't talk about that. Fuck.
I'm the man on the tiller directing the competition back towards the game.
Way to go, enabler.
Hitler was an enabler. Ha ha!
Damn it.
Play the tape. That's not fun.
Hitler.
Fuck.
You can't talk about anything. Shut up.
Hitler.
Hitler enjoyed music.
I actually sang Springtime for Hitler at work today.
Can yeah. you have, see, I never understood. Can you have a can you actually have a conversation about Hitler without it immediately ending?
Hey, what's the name
yeah.
of that, what's the name of that thing you use to talk live with people online, like face to face?
Skype.
Skype. There we go. Someone keeps talking about how we should be gaming. It was you? Skype. And I was saying, if you guys advocated that, I would stop gaming. But I just realized if I was gaming by Skype, I could tune.
Which one of these is
a slider to zero?
I've actually done that to people on things like TeamSpeak. Like, whenever you get that annoying 12-year-old who comes on,
oh, yeah, yeah.
It's you are muted.
Lock out the one.
Well, there's one guy who has it. It's just, it speaks whenever they hear your voice. It's the most common one people use. And they lip smack really loudly. So just,
or they're eating a sandwich. We actually had a guy during a raid in WoW eating a sandwich. Fuck you!
Turn on push to talk, you cunt!
Yeah.
Okay, whoever's crunching, please.
When do I get in the loot drop? Fuck all, dipshit!
You annoyed everybody else!
Like, there's like 20 people in TeamSpeak and they're like, shut up! Shut the fuck up!
Nothing has beaten Leroy Johnson.
Well, yeah, no, Leroy Jenkins.
Jenkins, yeah. Nothing.
Leroy Jenkins!
God damn it, Leroy.
Yeah, god damn it,
Leroy. Alright, let's start this game.
Okay. The boat.
I wish my name would become a meme. Not like that, because that would suck balls, but can you imagine having your name become a meme to the point where you represent suckage for an entire generation?
It's getting there.
Trust me, you represent suckage for an entire generation.
I'd like to point out, I can hurt the response.
Okay, yeah, well, so it's possible. I shoot it with a magic missile.
We should have been recording this so I can show up in the name of the game show right after Desmond says anything cool about his friends, and I can go, yeah? That's the people he's talking about.
Yeah, they're fucking intelligent and brilliant.
I've never called any of you intelligent.
Really?
You said you liked me before.
I said I liked you. I didn't say I was
smart.
Yeah,
in a cream sauce pattern.
Some kind of butterscotch. Something that really hurts when it's molten and poured on you.
Most things hurt when molten and poured on you.
You know if you're playing next Saturday or doing the game next Sunday?
I'm doing the show.
The
next,
show.
The show is. Next Sunday, yes.
I wouldn't mind coming by if you wanted to.
Chicken! Okay, now that did sound like an anime. Oh, chicken! Whatever you fucking say, because...
Oiko!
Yeah, like that. Sounds like a Japanese game show and you just want a chicken.
So what does that mean? Chicken or something?
Abra chicken go!
So that means my character's battle cry now has to be Oiko.
Chicken!
Oh, Jesus. And I'm gonna run around going, Nani?
I will end this game. I will turn this fucking car around.
I will turn this kingdom around.
The north will be south, my magnets will be broken. God damn you, Desmond!
How does anybody survive on this river? That's what I want to know.
They don't sail it.
Good as we haven't seen any other ships.
You have. You have seen other ships.
Yeah. It's just fire, burn, like,
it's just the occasional one that disappears. Boat 1 in 5 don't.
But when there's PCs on the ship, 1 in 1.
If I was the character in my game, and you... I'd be hunting down, like...
No, PC...
River giants.
It's because of the PC glow. It's like attracting moths with a fucking 60-watt bulb.
Yeah, well...
It's just...
like Godzilla.
But what is the PC glow? I mean, what do they see? There's... I could die. I'm suicidal. Let's attack that. Well,
I can make it very simple for you. Much like when you release a Godzilla, it makes a beeline for Tokyo. When you release a monster, it makes a beeline for the nearest PC.
Yes. Well, and dies early.
Yes.
Did you all hear about Pacific Rim? The new film by... what's his name? Guillermo del Toro?
No, I didn't know he was making a new film.
Okay. It is Kaiji versus giant robots.
Sweet.
Kaiji is the actual technical name for giant Japanese monsters. Right.
So giant monster versus giant robots.
Well, essentially a war happens in which, out of nowhere, giant monsters basically literally pour up out of the Pacific Rim, along the entire rim. New York, Los Angeles, Vancouver... Tokyo, Hong Kong, the Philippines.
You'll have to let me know how that one is, because I probably won't catch it.
And then where did the giant robots really come from?
Don't know where it like...
So the giant robots originate in the West kind of thing?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea where it is. Essentially, it's Guillermo del Toro using the same type of effects that he used in his couple of films. What the hell was it called? Pan's Hellboy, Labyrinth and the Hellboy thing? Doing a giant robot, giant monster movie. Hmm. With modern special effects.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, I want to see this.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
The thing is, he tends to go a little far, though. In his...
If you see it and say that it's fantastic.
I don't know if it's going to be fantastic.
I like the way he structures his movies,
yeah.
But his special effects go too far. It doesn't need to be... I don't know how to explain, but he does go too far.
Yes,
with special effects. I just can't explain how.
I don't.
Pan's Labyrinth was over the top. It did not need to be like that. It was a beautiful movie. The story was great. The whole idea of the movie was great. And then the special effects were just like, am I on an acid trip? Like, what the fuck?
I like Hellboy.
The first one. Second one, yeah.
And then what was the other movie he did last year?
I didn't mind the second one either.
Didn't do anything for the last 2 years because Del Toro has been stuck. He was going to be doing The Hobbit, but it fell through because, first of all, there was a huge strike in New Zealand and Australia.
Who did that fangirl movie, or the movie with that girl in the insane asylum?
Sucker Punch? Sucker Punch was Zach
Snyder.
The same guy.
I swear to God, he called Del Toro and went, how do I do a movie?
No, he was doing a film, essentially what he wanted to do. By the way, I did not notice something until I just rewatched it recently. All of the versions of those songs were actually sung by the girls, by the cast members. All of the covers were sung by the cast members.
Interesting.
Including that really cool version of Sweet Dreams that was done at the kind of opening sequence. That was actually the girl that played What's Her Face, Baby Doll. I can't remember the actress's name. Anyhow, you are coming up on a small town.
I can't get off the freaking phone.
The name is Bywater.
Well, we're coming back, right? So
the last
time
one
more.
Spoiled a week ago. We had to throw her away.
Exactly. How often do towns come about? Do we tend to always stop on them?
Well, it depends if they're on the route type thing, because, you do.
Well, we chartered this boat, so it's...
In this case, we would have to stop, but on the way up, we probably stop.
Well, he does stop on the chart. He does stop on the way down on some of them. Not to take on cargo or anything like that, but just because there are some places he does have to put into. Mainly because there's, like, some crew members that actually have family in them, and this is... how they get to see their family.
And they reprovision at different points.
Yeah.
And he might even do mail.
Yeah.
Mail runs up and down the river as well.
Yeah. So he is going to be pulling into Bywater.
And how big is the vessel that we're on?
It is a 100...
How many passengers could it take?
It's not that many. It's just a river...
I'm just thinking, even if we didn't charter it, it might have space for more people. We might still be picking up more people.
Or no, because we chartered it.
Yeah.
We own this boat.
You charter a boat, you rented the boat.
It was only supposed to be big enough for us and cargo. enough that we could move
actually,
around.
Can you hand me that manual there? Because I think it actually has the boats and things in it. The on the
boats and things.
Right there, the adventurers.
Is there?
Yeah.
Armory.
Armory. Yeah. I think the armory actually has the little boats and everything.
The book that'll have armor and the basic armor equipment in it.
That's the core rule book?
Yeah, that's it.
I want to fight some more hounds at Tindalove.
Yeah.
At least some of those guys get right.
Yeah, let's request Cthulhu monsters. Let's do a couple of night dogs. Maybe we can just go one on one with Nyarlathotep. I don't want let's pack out the Cthulhu.
Let's not we can't waste our time.
Andrew thought it was pretty cool when I told him that he could get all the
Mike, you have killed all the creatures before with the curse of the shark.
True, I mean, you know.
Chris
might have a couple of dimensional samplers. Okay, let me give this for your head. Cthulhu bad.
But that's why we have to heroically battle him in D&D. Because I sure as hell don't like doing it in the other game where you're just a normal person.
That's true. If I'm going to fight Cthulhu, I'd rather be a fucking high-level paladin.
Then
it has no fear, and we won't even gain its sanity points. You just be like, yeah, whatever.
Then you're 14 hit point private investigator.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
He can go temporarily insane and get hit by a car.
You didn't get hit by, you fell down the stairs.
Look, you go temporarily insane once and get hit by one car, and nobody lets you forget about it.
I can't fall down the stairs. What is this car you're talking about?
Deep shop.
There's no car.
And they just... Oh, this is the one that fell on Kurt.
That's awesome.
It was the first thing I thought of.
See? There you go. That steamer truck fell on you.
Uh-huh.
When you were carrying it up the stairs.
Yeah, there you go.
That was an interesting game for sure. There's some games when you realize you've just gone too far.
The game was awesome. We did not go too far.
You're talking about
just because we mustard gassed an entire serpent and city, we did not go too far. That was totally called for.
Yeah, genocide is required in some instances.
Soul sucking was fine. We only did
sometimes.
When we actually started
forcing criminals to look at the pictures so they go insane.
Hey, get the Cthulhu mythos so we can get them to give to the
box was not evil.
But the thing, they weren't using their souls for anything useful at the time, anyways.
What's the point when we're just going to feed them the Cthulians anyway?
My God, what was wrong with me?
When they're all on board, they're fine with it. But if I'm doing it on my own, it's bad. See, yeah.
You're right. Double standard.
Yeah, I still need to cleanse myself.
You're always right. It's just that sometimes people are either right with you or they're wrong.
More playing Cthulhu makes you more evil.
Yeah, you know what? Cthulhu is actually one of those games that parents warned you about.
I think it's the game that PCs locked one of the other characters in a room with.
Well, the thing is D&D is just a gateway game. It leads to other games like Cthulhu.
You just ruined my joke. I was just going to say Cthulhu is like what? A gateway game to what? Vampire?
Yeah. Yeah, and then that leads to wearing makeup.
But that was
sacrificing
kind of
your parents.
Kind of because my character actually became addicted to caffeine pills, and now they forced him to learn chemistry, so he was cooking himself.
God, that game was awesome.
All right.
But I was Satan. I don't even remember. The thing is, it didn't seem evil at the time. I thought I was doing the right thing.
Plus
the cheese needed to be cleansed.
It's a slippery slope.
The underground trains ran on time once you got rid of the snake people.
Yeah, really. I mean, I was a very efficient leader.
With your mustard.
This is why God... You always wonder... We've always talked about why they won't give us superpowers. The aliens, the super beings, or God, whoever it is.
Remember at the time,
this is why... Role-playing is why we will never have superpowers.
I tried to argue with Disney at the time my character wasn't evil. What the fuck was I thinking?
Hey. The boat pulls into Bywater.
I'm sorry, Bywater.
Never get out of the boat.
Yeah. Actually, I need to get out of the boat because I need to get more supplies for making items, so...
Getting out of the boat.
I need to see what they have here.
Okay.
I'm going shopping.
So as you go to get out...
It was all to get out too.
Primitive town, first thing. I mean, the majority of stuff here is just made out of, like, unprocessed wood.
No.
I mean, you kind of saw some of it since
dun,
you...
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
Dun,
dun. Yeah, that was a... You're like, holy God, they're fucking primitives.
Hi, this is Jacob and my sister Mom.
Yeah. That's
the
first thought.
Let's change the name of the town to Podunk.
A couple of people come walking up.
Hey, isn't that Sarah Palin?
Oh,
look, it's Isma.
You... and you roll a d20.
And then pass me a Twizzler.
Is that one of those youths?
No, you don't believe. Were you there before?
Oh, God.
Good catch.
What? Yeah. I didn't even try. I was
just
like,
oh. He just reacted. I was like, oh, my God, it's coming. I got it.
You got there after the party escaped from the castle, right?
He was just towards the end of that, yes.
Okay.
I was there when I was in the camp of
the
people.
The enemies, yeah.
I rolled a natural 18.
I rolled a natural 17. What am I rolling against?
I think we are doing pretty
perception.
Good.
Which
you might,
case?
You might notice something. My roll is a combined 34.
Ball.
You recognize two men.
26.
Oh yeah, it's been a while since I've done that.
Unhappy and unhappier?
Straw.
Oh great.
Twizzler straws with Coke.
Was this the Cheliax Hell Knight and his and the
and
I don't
the,
think I've done this for like a couple
the
of years.
Inquisitor type or
the no, the cleric of Asmodeus.
So tasty.
it's
tastes like
on
cherry
the
Coke.
End of the
our two favorite people. That we've never really had a particular actual
well,
beef.
Well,
because
I
was
the only one who really wanted to kill them. And I'm not there anymore, so...
Yeah, I kind of wanted to kill them, too, but not really kill them. I mean, they were honorable if...
Evil.
If there's not a palpable aura of
taint
of...
Can you find me, in the cupboard behind you, there's the...
They're both lawful evil,
the
right?
Bags, plastic bags with,
at least one of them is.
Can't think of the word for it right now.
Yeah, strangely, I understood what you were saying. So it's okay.
Which means the sparks can be...
They follow, yes.
Yeah.
A couple of things off of that. They don't all have to be lawful evil.
Well, we've heard that
it could be neutral evil or...
Well, unless they've gotten better since you left.
Or lawful neutral.
Sorry, who are we talking about?
Clerics of Asmodeus. They're trying to decide whether they're actually evil enough to kill them.
No, they're actually probably neutral evil.
Don't
no,
kill
they're lawful
just because they're evil.
No, no,
they're
lawful. No, they'll be lawful evil. But evil is evil. And when you're the evil cleric of lower plenial power, you're not just average run-of-the-mill evil. Asmodeus is...
Well, in your paladin's case, yes, they're evil enough to kill.
Yeah, you're corrupt. Their purpose is to corrupt souls and send them to hell.
Well, no, but... Yeah, but...
That's what the cleric's goal on Earth is.
Paladins have to follow laws. It's probably not lawful to just... Kill this guy because he's evil.
No, but you're supposed to oppose whatever they are doing, you're supposed to oppose it.
Oh, definitely oppose it.
You ran into them before and you're unaware of any evil.
Oppose it with extreme prejudice.
Yeah, when we were at the. when we were at the monastery, everybody did
tell
me.
If their existence was punishable by death, I already would have attempted to kill them.
See, the gnome had proof that they tried to betray the monastery, but the gnome died before he told anybody. So
are stuck by your paladinhood to not slay them outright.
Yes.
But if you were to take any time whatsoever to explain to me how evil they are, I could slay them outright.
Like I said, my gnome character had proof that they tried to betray the Abbey.
Tarn, that was your, that's your name, right, Tarn? Tarn.
But he never told us betrayal, or it was just his way of getting his back door
No, no, he actually tried to let people in that door. He had proof of it.
But you never told us.
Yeah, I know.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word, just by its sound, can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories, as a transitive verb, for instance. John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning's not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. But you must realize there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot. Dismay, aw, fuck it. Trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now. Aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty, I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry, who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction, I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence, he's a fuck off. Dismissal, why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you.
Fuck whoa.